years had passed since he had left them. Now he was coming back with a large family, herds, flocks, and servants. Jacob wondered if Esau would still be angry with him. Would it be safe to return? God sent angels to help Jacob, but still he felt afraid. He sent messengers ahead to Esau. The messengers came back. "We saw your brother. He is coming to meet you with 400 men. This frightened Jacob very much. Esau had said years before that he wanted to kill Jacob. Jacob divided the people and animals into two groups. If Esau's army killed one group, perhaps the other group could escape. Then Jacob did what all of us should do when we prayed to God. Oh God, please do not let my brother harm us. I am afraid he will kill my wives and children." Then Jacob sent several servants ahead with presents for Esau. He sent goats and camels, sheep, donkeys, and cattle, about 550 animals. He hoped these large gifts would please Esau. That night, Jacob stayed alone across a brook from his family. During the night, something very unusual happened. A strange man came and took hold of him. He wrestled with Jacob all night. Finally, as morning came, Jacob realized he was wrestling with an angel of the Lord. "Let me go, for the day is breaking," said the angel. "I will not let you go unless you bless me," Jacob answered. "What is your name?" asked the angel. "Jacob." "Your name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel." Israel means a prince of God. The angel blessed Jacob, and Jacob said, "I have seen God face to face." The contest left Jacob crippled in the hips, but he was no longer afraid to meet his brother Esau. Jacob looked up and saw Esau coming. He went forward to meet Esau. When he came near, Jacob bowed in an humble way seven times. What would Esau do? Esau ran to meet Jacob. He put his arms around Jacob and kissed him. Both cried. Esau had really forgiven Jacob. How wonderful it is to forgive, to really forgive. Esau and his men went home. Jacob and his family traveled slowly. On the way, a happy, sad thing happened. A little boy was born to Jacob and Rachel. This was happy. Rachel died just after the baby was born. This was sad. The baby boy was named Benjamin.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.